Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Gold Diggers. I'm Shy at Shy Carter.
Tima at teams underscore GH.
Beatrice at I've not been here for a while, excuse me. At Wiki underscore Beatrice.
Man United on
social.
And that line, yes. Thank you very much.
Faye at Killer RCSC.
At what?
At
what? And be sure to follow the Gold Digger socials at Gold Diggers UK on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. So, Beatrice, it's only right that we start with the most recent game, Manchester United 4, Leeds United 2 at Ellen Road. Talk us through the game.
We started off quite well, I think, in the first half in particular. Pogba showing what he, I'm just, every time I watch United, I feel so sad because I just watch Pogba and I'm like, we actually just rubbished him. Why? Why have we done this? Like, 5 years of nonsense when this guy is literally, you can see how good he is and we've just wasted him away. And now he's going to leave and we're all going to regret it because we didn't make use of the time that he had here. But anyway, Pogba was really good. Sancho was also great. Like, him having a consistent run of games is really... Why is that?
sorry, continue.
No, say what you want to say.
Please continue, sorry.
Sancho's had a consistent run of games, so he's now showing that, showing his creative side, and today he was pivotal in some of our goals, doing what he does best with on the wing. Ronaldo, I don't know how we're going to get him out the side, but we need to make a snappy. I need him out. The amount of chances he wastes, it gives me flashbacks of Ibrahimovic, but worse. Like, seriously.
Damn.
Because Ibra had more movement. He had a bit more about him. I'm not even joking. I preferred him. But Ronaldo is shocking. He missed a tap-in, which was, like, cash money. Pogba put it on a plate for him, and he missed it. There's also another, actually no, he was offside that one, but again, he wasn't really adding much. Overall, we were shocking defensively. I just cannot, like, we have everyone at the back bar Lindelof, including De Gea, was absolutely horrendous or horrible. No one was, like, everyone was asleep. Like, the goals that we conceded, fair enough, the first Leeds goal, there's nothing we could have done. It was just
did you not think the first Leeds goal was poor goalkeeping?
I mean, to be fair, De Gea could have come out and anticipated, but I don't know.
I just feel like when goalkeepers get beaten on crosses, they're always to blame.
Yeah,
could you not tip it?
You have time to, like,
adjust yourself.
Yeah, but again, it's De Gea. That's De Gea for you. You just never know.
Grateful, man.
Are you grateful for what?
He saved your season.
Do you know how many goals you've conceded this season? What's he saving?
He's more down to your defence, though.
He's part of the defence.
If
he instilled confidence in our defenders, do you think we'll be here?
I will use what Audrey said last week. put clown and clown together.
Because you're gonna have a clown in the back. Did you get? Like,
okay, so part of the problem. No, he's also a clown because look, the only thing he's good for is short stopping. He doesn't like come out and grab balls. He even like when we're passing up from the back, he makes everyone nervous.
But I look back at the Man City match, for example, yeah, where you guys could have conceded like 6-7. And the was
exactly.
Okay, that's one match.
He's been saving you for years.
He's saved you guys for the past 3 years.
No, he hasn't.
He has.
He's been part of our downfall for the past 3 years. Literally.
Do you know what it is? It's because of your defense.
No, it's not. Because let me tell you, times when he's been under pressure, instead of him to kick it out far, he gives it to the first opposition player and then we're under attack. Do you know how many times he's done that? He does that consistently.
I promise you, it's because of your defense. Like, if you look at Kepa before, he was doing the same thing as De Gea. Everyone was just scared. Pastor Kepa, I mean, it was just, everything was chaotic. But now you see him with proper leadership. You have Silva, you have Rudiger. He looks more confident.
But
stuff
is
like
he
that.
Also not more confident on the ball as well?
Now he's more confident. Before he was making mistakes. And look who was in front of him. Rubbish.
Yeah, but you blamed him when he was making mistakes.
But now look.
I know, but I'm just saying.
You have to, maybe you need to look at the £80 million defender in front of him.
Fridge. Maguire has his issues, but De Gea has done this for the last 3 years. It's not
for
just
how
been...
How long has Maguire been doing it for?
The whole time he's been here, yes. But De Gea has consistently made mistakes. It's not one-off.
When did Maguire get there?
Okay, 4 years, the hair of 4 years.
So, so
the hair was doing a madness. But
the
hair
is the best keeper in the world.
Who said that? I've not said this for the last time.
No, I've seen it on Twitter, people saying.
Yeah, because people are holding on to what has been in the past. Like, they need to let it go.
I remember just 3 years ago, they allowed to run up on meets because he said the hair is the best keeper in the world.
They need to let it go. I'm so, like, the thing is, right, the hair. His overall qualities are just—they're just not up to par anymore. There's other keepers doing
so
what he does and better.
If you get rid of him, who'd you get?
I don't give a shit. Just someone that is an all-rounder.
They have Dean Henderson, man. You don't know
that leak.
To be honest, like.
Allegedly, I heard that
he came out and he said it wasn't him. Like, there's just too much drama going on in that club. But yeah, no, I think. When it comes to people discussing De Gea, they're thinking about his past. Like, right as of right now, he doesn't instill confidence in the team.
He's your player of the season, literally the player of the season.
He's literally not. And if he's the player of the season, that shows you how bad the whole club is.
Who is the player of the season?
Thank you. Wait, I'm thinking. No one has been 100% consistent. See, in fact, we don't have a player of the season.
It's between him and Fred.
Let me tell you, the thing is, right, if De Gea wins player of the season, it's not because he's been good. It's because everyone has just been that bad.
No, but surely you have to give him some credit, though. Like, you can't blame, for example, let's use this example, right? Let's use this example. When Ramsdale was at Sheffield United,
okay.
Everyone called him a shit keeper because they got packed week in, week out.
I don't think
he was called a shit keeper. And then you put him in front of a more competent defence at Arsenal, and now he has the second most clean sheets in the league, so I don't know why you're laughing like that.
Because what?
Snickering.
My United fans haven't been here, and all of a sudden they want to pay attention.
I can't talk about every month. What are you talking about?
I ain't seen you in a bit, man.
You didn't see me last month.
We didn't see you 2 months before that.
Yeah, I had exams. What do you want to do?
Sorry.
It wasn't even 2 months. It was a month and a half. But anyway.
Yeah, but then he's improved. So do you not think that some of the Man United defenders have to take blame?
Wait. The thing with De Gea at United is the only times he looks good is when we're collectively bad. And when we're collectively good, he looks bad. So therefore, I cannot...
But how many times have you been collectively good this season?
Even during the period, even if it's a run of like 10 games or whatever, even during those times, he's been bad. this is why I cannot hold it down and be like, oh, the who is saving us? Because, darling, he's not saving us.
Do any of you disagree?
And if he was saving us, the only season that I can say he saved us was that Marina season, actually, because we were second. We had the second best defensive record in the league. That season, he saved us. There was no reason we should have had the second best defence. There was no reason. Even with crap players, we still did. Right. You can say he saved us there, but when we're conceding the most goals, how can you say the same thing? How?
This is the thing, it's like very much, this is Man United fans all over, they're ungrateful.
How are we ungrateful? Because this is not a nostalgia moment. Like, if someone has been good in the past, fine, but it's not every day.
It's not even just De Gea. It's, you mentioned someone else as well. Paul Pogba is another one. People will say, Paul Pogba, but like, now you're crying that he wants to leave. It's the ungratefulness of Manchester United fans. The thing is, De Gea
it's not my fault that everyone else has hated
him. You're not the first person to say, like, throw De Gea shade. And I just think to myself, having lived through the Kepa season, like, when you have a decent keeper, I think he should be appreciated.
But you weren't there when De Gea was one of the people that cost us the most goals.
I think you're being harsh on him.
No, I'm not being harsh.
I think there's been a few blunders.
Not even a few, it's been more than a few.
In my eyes, okay. I feel there's been a few blunders. I also feel like you give him some credit, bro. There are so many more goals you guys could have leaked because you have Clown and Clown in front of you.
This has been the worst we've conceded in the last probably 5 years.
And what's the common denominator of your defence now?
Has it come when this is the worst? It's not so common.
When your defence wasn't that bad, who was in goal? David De Gea.
Yeah.
Now it's Harry Maguire, Rafael Varane, Lindelof, all of them in front of him.
Yeah, because he's... Varane looks crap as well. Why does he look crap all of a sudden?
So you think that chopping and changing, switching and whatever...
This is not the first thing. We chop and change.
But your record is now terrible. But that wasn't happening a year ago, 2 years ago.
Last season wasn't good.
Was still good, no?
Last season wasn't good.
Okay, sorry. I can't believe you.
Arsenal United fans have been watching his decline. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's consistent. Decline. Yeah, no. Are you telling me he's not
decline? So why isn't Dean Henderson playing?
Because he's Dean not good Henderson enough. Only covers half of the goal.
Exactly, he's not good enough to...
The thing is, right, De Gea wanted to leave, we didn't let him go. So now we're playing him by force. So until his... We're playing with him 400k a week, so we're going to play him. Dean Henderson is not going to pay.
Right? They're negotiating a new contract for De Gea.
So, Beatrice, do you have an ideal keeper that you would like to see at Manchester United now?
I don't have an ideal keeper, for being honest, but I need someone who is more modern.
To be fair though, United fans were saying to me that some of the passes that Edison and Ramsdale make, De Gea could never make that.
Never. I'm not even joking. De Gea's distribution is pants. No one's exaggerating.
Maybe you need to get yourself a black keeper. Wait, why are you laughing at that? What? You don't think black people can be keepers? You don't think black people can be keepers? Is that what you're saying, Pedro?
Mendy? Obviously, am I going to
stay? No, but I'm just saying. Anana's going to Inter Milan.
I just need a more modern keeper who is very good at distribution. He's confident on the ball, you know?
I feel like modern keepers are still a bit capped at the moment anyway. It's kind of like the modern right back, the modern full back. It took a while for the modern fullback to be in full effect.
But now
everyone sees Trent now, everyone's like, Trent.
But now everyone wants a modern fullback, you know? Because the other ones are limited, and that's how I feel about De Gea.
You want to like be a part of the trend when it's starting.
Why not?
I hear it.
If the top teams have modern keepers, why are we behind?
Not gonna lie, Edison's whack. Excuse me? He's not that good, man. He's very suspect.
I think he's very suspect.
Is Mendy better than Edison?
Wow. Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. I don't know.
Mendy's best qualities. Let's compare. Okay, what else?
That's it. That's his best quality.
What other qualities does he have?
Shot stopping. I just told you. But the thing
he's got a good story. That's his quality. Good story makes you wanna root for him.
What?
He was at a job centre the other, like, do you know what I mean? His story's good. It makes you want to root for him. Do you know what I mean?
So we need Dez.
Oh my goodness.
Is as good as Edison's. I think his shot stopping is that much better than Edison's that he puts in my head of Edison. Because distribution, it depends on what type of team you're playing with anyway. Not every team needs a keeper that needs to distribute. Chelsea, do we need a keeper that needs to distribute?
Yes, you do.
We need a keeper. Because of the way Tuchel plays out from the back, no? We need a keeper who's able to just keep his composure, passing it to our two centre-backs. The person who distributes in our team is Antonio
Rudiger, Thiago Silva.
Our distributors are Thiago Silva, Antonio Rudiger. Those are our distributors.
But maybe it's that way because Mendy can't distribute the ball.
Yeah, because when he lost his confidence, Thiago Silva was doing the goal kick.
But the thing is, the reason why I don't believe that, is because how often do you see us distribute long passes?
Okay, and also you mentioned another quality there. You mentioned that Mendy can play out from the back, right?
No, he can't.
No, that's what she said.
Who?
Keep that composure.
Mendy?
Yeah.
What? Short pass. 1-2 here.
I'm feeling like
De Gea's
playing
up
from the back.
So he can't do 1-2.
Anita, everyone looks nervous.
Everyone
looks nervous. We don't look assured from the back at all when we're playing from the back.
Maybe
ever.
It's because of Maguire.
No, it's because what De Gea has done. Sorry.
Maguire can play out from the back. But I'm saying, for example,
look at
Lindelof's better on the ball than Maguire.
Look at Varane. What happened to Varane? World class player, Champions League player. He doesn't even look French anymore.
I'm just saying. Paul Merson said he's been trash since he's been at Man United.
He doesn't look, something's not right.
Sorry, but De Gea is always shaking when we're playing up from the back.
Whatever. Anyway,
Mendy. Oh my goodness. So Beatrice, just your standout players from today's game.
Paul Pogba, Sancho. And you know what? I'm going to give it, Fred when he came on, it was good too.
Lindelof, no?
Lindelof, his contribution to that second goal was amazing. And overall, he was the only defender that was actually decent. Everyone else was shocking.
Any donkeys? Even though you won?
Are you sure?
What's happened to me?
Did he get an assist?
He did, yeah.
He did, but the goal that we conceded, he was sleeping. He was sleeping. Luke Shaw, Wan-Bissaka, McTominay, the biggest donkey of the
whole. What's McTominay's role?
I don't know. Even Lingard, donkey of useless. But yeah, no.
Did anyone else watch the United Leeds game? Did you guys think McTominay should have had a red card or no? A double yellow? Oh, just because you guys got that. He's saying double yellow. Did you think he should have got sent off today, Tina?
It's probably an orange, isn't it? Somewhere in many
Because I thought the first, I think if he doesn't get the first yellow, he gets the second yellow for standing on the player's foot. Like the referee took the yellow out and then he put it away like he was scared.
Yeah, and his first was probably like, you sure about that?
And then Beatrice, last question on United. Are you excited, nervous, scared, petrified for your tie against Atletico Madrid midweek?
God save us. I'm indifferent right now. I'm not scared. Like, I don't know what to expect. It depends on what United turns up on the day. And I can't be hopeful right now. It just doesn't work like that.
You're away first, right?
Yeah.
Ronaldo will score.
What do you mean? That's so crazy.
Isn't that Ronaldo's fixture?
Yeah, he will score.
He's never lost a Champions League game to Atletico. If he loses this one, United are bad luck.
I don't like stats because that's how we break the stats.
When they're not laughing at Ronaldo, Ronaldo came second leg and carried
them. Yeah, it was Juventus. It was Juventus. They were 2-0 down and he scored a hat trick in Turin.
We'll see if Ronaldo wakes
up. That was again Atletico Madrid as well.
Didn't he grab him? He did the celebration.
He was like, calm, my arm.
But anyway, Atletico have been crap this season, so.
So are we.
Not in the back.
We're not back.
I feel like Atletico should punish you guys. Should.
We'll see.
But Atletico has been crap as well, so.
Two shit defences going at it.
Mate. But at least one can defend as a unit. The other one? No offence.
You just have to outscore them.
You scored four today, so.
Literally, yeah. But Atletico's not going to be as expensive as Leeds.
As long as Suarez, oh my god, never mind. Let's move on. Fabri, Tima.
Anita.
She's here. Chelsea, late winner against Crystal Palace. Who would like to start?
I thought we played pretty well, considering us coming back from a long break, considering us coming back from the sun.
The sun is no excuse.
Yeah, considering, like, obviously they were laid back, the final little deuce seashore back in Dubai, you know, coming back to London, they're probably thinking...
London's bad vibes,
isn't it? So they're probably thinking, okay, so they need to settle into it. Can I just get my apologies for Hakim Ziyech before we move on?
Tima, don't.
I'm just saying.
Don't. It's been like one, two games.
No,
come on.
He's been four or five. He's been
the best
attacker of 2022.
Ooh, it's not that hard. It's not that hard.
It may not be that hard, but
I promise you, this is what we said pre-season, and then look what happened. Let's just give him time to be more consistent. Then.
But he's been consistent.
Sorry, I can't say five games. It's consistent.
January.
No, I can't say it's consistent.
You know, it's only what other attacker has given us five?
Mason Mount.
No, he hasn't. This season.
Yes.
Name them.
I can't name them right now.
But he's our most the only good match Mason Mount has had this season.
Norwich.
Norwich. Other than that,
West Ham.
Individually.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you Norwich and West Ham.
Arsenal.
West Ham away. But we lost 3-2.
That we lost.
Wait, but you haven't really spread our cheeks so
that, that we lost.
But she said individual.
Thank you.
No, but he was us. You can't say individual just because he scored.
That West Ham match was bad, but Mason Mount was the best out of a bad bunch.
Wait, you're saying this because he scored?
The
goal was very good. I'll give that to Mount. Wow, fantastic. Saka's goal is good against Man City. That don't mean shit. We lost.
Yeah, we lost though.
You guys were talking about that loss for a good while, so like, let me talk about Mason Mount having a good.
You've given us two games.
No, I gave you three because I also said Arsenal game. I would say Liverpool as well. Both
Arsenal, I'm not giving you that. There's absolutely no way. Rhys James was better than Mason Mount that game.
You guys asked me, give me five games that he was good. That's a different conversation. But I will say, I'm that's one of my pride about Hakim Ziyech. And I've given them a hard time on Twitter. I've been here in this very seat saying a lot of stuff about him, and I'm glad he finally listened to me and has been putting in some good performances.
I don't think he knows you.
He probably doesn't, but no, he's been very good.
He needs to be consistent. Sorry. I need to see it. I need to see this for the rest. If he does this for the rest of the season, then I'll be like, fair enough. Do you know what I mean? But at the moment, I want him to leave.
Why?
Yeah,
he's
inconsistent. He will do this and then he's shit again. And I haven't got time, man. He'll just be spamming crosses, then the crosses are going to no one.
Wait, just a question, Faye. Out of all your attackers, who do you rate the most?
No, them. When you look at. Let's go for our attackers, yeah? We spent like 100 million on Lukaku.
97.
100 million.
He
spent 100 million on Lukaku.
Uh huh.
Listen,
he hasn't done anything of merit. He hasn't done anything that he could be like, you know what? It was worth it. He's only done one game.
He's still the winner of the Super Cup final.
So what? I don't care.
World Cup Cup final.
I don't care. Sorry, I don't care.
Tima, what excuse do you have for Lukaku at this point? Tell me.
I don't have any excuse. You guys act like we didn't have. You guys act like we had our attack was amazing last season. Our attack wasn't good.
Let me tell you something about our attack last season.
Last season, the thing amongst the Chelsea fans was we create so much chances. All we need is the number nine that's going to finish it.
Right.
Now you got the number nine. Where'd the chances go?
It's because he stops everything. He kills everything. He killed us, man. I'm telling you, he's killed us. When he got, God forgive me, but when he was injured, that was the best we were playing. When he was injured, he's ruined everything. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't press. He doesn't run.
No one passes the ball to him. Because he runs all the time.
He's literally just standing there grinding on defenders. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't do anything. I'm telling you, he doesn't do anything. He doesn't contribute. Yesterday in the first half, he had 2 touches. He's just a hindrance. I promise you, if Werner was there at least, do you know what I mean? He'll probably miss chances, but at least he's creating for the other attackers. This one does nothing. What's he doing there? It's time for him to go, man. We made a mistake. Let's just take the L.
So he did have 7 touches in yesterday's game, which is the worst for a striker since Opta started in 2003-2004. Before that, it was Kabongla Hall with 6, and 2 of them were from kickoff.
Abomination. there's no excuse on it. He didn't do well. He didn't play well.
You cannot. 7 touches, 2 were from kickoff.
I think people. Yeah. Okay,
you're still defending him. That literally means that he didn't even try.
He didn't even run, man. He was just standing there.
And that's what he's been doing all season.
The game, he stood there.
95.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, right. what I will say is that the default is 2 ways. Like, you guys are acting like if Lukaku's out of the team, Chelsea all of a sudden. No, we're not.
It is.
Since the statistics started. So, Man City are... they're thumping another team, but those strikers are still touching more than Lukaku. Like, how?
Because they try and find them.
Exactly. When Havertz is playing false 9, when Werner's doing whatever, why are they getting bare touches? Why are they creating? Why are they even getting chances on goal? Lukaku's doing nothing.
My problem is with Lukaku is that people don't also hold Havertz to the same standards.
Yes, they do. People are cussing him.
He
doesn't score goals, but he's scoring goals when it's important for us to score goals. He's 22. Please don't put them in the same bracket.
What do you mean?
Lukaku, most of his career he's been playing in the Prem. What is he doing? He should know how it is. He's crying that, we're not doing the right thing. We're not playing to his best ability. He's 28 years old or 29 years old. Adapt. I don't care, man. Is he the only one that's been heartbroken? He's not the only one that's been heartbroken.
But, Tima, do you feel like you're fair with your criticism of Chelsea?
No, you're not, Tima.
I'm actually the most fair out of all of them.
You're blaming everyone else around Lukaku.
Actually, it's
and both. When it was Ziyech, you didn't give him the benefit of any doubt.
Ziyech
didn't
deserve the benefit of doubt.
Why doesn't Ziyech deserve the benefit of the doubt?
We're going to go now. Let's compact. Let's unwrap this really and truly. Thank you. thank you for that invitation. So Lukaku, the reason why is that last season before, people were screaming that we were creating all these chances. You guys, because everybody else acts like we don't have an issue. We still have an issue whether Lukaku's in the team or not. Like, Havertz doesn't score goals either.
But we were scoring goals when Lukaku was when Lukaku wasn't playing though.
I think...
I'm sorry, but we scored 7-0. Lukaku was at home. Come on. I'm sorry.
I think Lukaku is an issue. Like, and yes, he doesn't... I don't think he helps himself. Look, that interview was terrible. And ever since he came out and said those things, he hasn't been good. But I'm not going to pretend that he's the whole issue, because he isn't. When Havertz is in the team, same thing. The thing about Ziyech is, Ziyech doesn't even look like he's trying. He tries for some time. Like, he doesn't track back.
He doesn't
try it at all.
Yesterday. I sold my ticket. Look, yesterday, 22 years old Havertz was screaming at Lukaku to press. 22.
Lukaku,
at least he sweats. What did you say?
He sweats.
Timo, don't make me dash this bottle out of your hand. Timo, you're really trying me right now.
Even a game,
you're
talking about your game in my
anyway, as I was saying, about Timo, I don't want to hear it anymore.
Okay, Brie, we haven't heard from you. Lukaku.
He needs to go. He's a waste of money. He doesn't do anything. All Lukaku does is just stand behind the defenders and expecting someone to just pass it to him. He doesn't want to put in any work. He's just there the whole time like this. Okay. Pass it to me. He's not... we're not getting any results out of him. 100 million. I understand that before we had the issues of not scoring goals, but ultimately, we brought Lukaku in to be that goal scorer for us. What difference has he made since he's joined Chelsea? Tell me.
Thank you. I would say... I don't think he has made a difference.
Let me tell you the difference he's made. He's made it toxic, the environment. He's made it toxic.
They look very happy in Abu Dhabi.
I've never seen a player disrespect the club like that, like Lukaku. Yeah, it's toxic.
Well, Courtois also disrespected Chelsea.
Huh?
You've never seen a player disrespect Chelsea.
Yeah. This was more toxic than the Cesc, Costa and Hazard v Jose.
I've never seen a player come publicly. He even this is what's crazy. He even sorry. I'd rather take that. Sorry, because what he did,
there was banners like he did it. Yeah, snakes, get out of our club.
No, sorry. I take that because at least they were doing something in it. Let me tell you what Lukaku did. He went behind all the people that he knows is back here. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And he calls Sky Italia without anybody knowing. Sorry, that's evil. That's something that you need to look at. That shows his mentality.
Do you have proof of that?
They said it. Sorry, and I don't care. Nobody knew. His publicist didn't know.
When it dropped,
they're like, "What the fuck?"
Didn't know. Nobody.
The publicist is nothing.
He just wants to go back to Italy.
Then he shouldn't have come here. Why did you come?
Chose to come here and he was doing, oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Why did you come?
He started releasing those videos of him when he was young.
Yeah. Why did you come here?
So, do you guys think it's a thing where Lukaku's just not a Premier League striker? Like, he's not a bad striker.
He just doesn't fit.
He's just not a Premier League striker. Because United, they warned you, you guys didn't listen.
I don't
know. He had a good spell at Everton.
But West Brom, top clubs in the Premier League is...
Do you know what it is?
Maybe lower clubs and apparently he might... You know,
no, I think that's a bit harsh.
But Everton is the only evidence that he can do it.
Do you know what it is? Our scouting is shit at the club. The board, they need to look at themselves because the way we play, Lukaku was never going to fit. So I don't know why they went to go buy him. That's it. And now we're paying the price. That's it. You need to pay.
I really hope that you guys get your wish that Lukaku leaves. And then
he wants to go, so he will.
And then another striker comes in, and we're going to be exactly.
Yeah, but that's not the issue.
Even if you got your wish and got Haaland would, you'd also be crying about Haaland as well.
But he would. So I think Haaland would run.
That's a lie. It is a lie. Do you know why that's a lie? The movement is so important in that final third. And Lukaku stands there.
So static.
Sometimes you'll see him drift a little bit wide to make room for maybe Kai Havertz making a run. Maybe, sometimes. But if he's not moving for somebody else, he's standing there waiting for the two defenders to come and overshadow him. And then he will shout at a person for passing it to him when two defenders are overshadowing him because he can't move. And the thing is, he'll point, and I remember clearly Cho passed the ball, it was one match. Cho passed the ball to where he was pointing to. Did Lukaku run?
He always points, but he doesn't make the move towards and where he's pointing.
Exactly. And the thing is, I like to defend the strikers that come to Chelsea because I think they get a hard time and it's so much pressure. Yeah, and Lukaku started well. Like he started. There's no
Aston Villa man.
He started well again. Not even just Aston Villa. Arsenal.
Please, Pablo Mari tax.
No, but it's, but still, he played really well. Aston Villa, he played well.
Yeah, what Aston Villa, man. Did he play well? And what, Zenit? That's it, man. Come
he,
on.
He even got taken off Zenit in the second one after he got injured, I think. Or the first one, he got injured. And he played really well. So the
ten all comps.
Ten?
It's ten all comps. Huh? Ten all comps. Ten all comps, 100
ten
million.
Comps.
And he still has 10 Premier League goals.
10 goals.
And he is still our top scorer.
He, no, no, no. Do you know what our top scorer is? Our top scorers are Mason Mount with 7.
No, he's not.
In, Premier
League, in the Premier League. Mason Mount with 7. Wait. Mason Mount with 7. Conor Gallagher with 7. And Broha with 6. That's our top goal scorers.
Okay, so what are you saying about the rest of the attackers that are also not?
Well, we're also, we're gonna.
I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna lie. Lukaku plays consistently, even though he's shit. He plays consistently and does nothing. Yesterday, 7 touches. So
90 minutes.
He doesn't even get taken off.
More goals than Lukaku.
Who?
Bruno.
Okay, 25 goals.
Timo, remember what we said at the start of the season? We'll come to add to that.
What did you say?
20 plus goals in the Prem.
He ain't getting that. No. 20 plus? That's
way too far away.
I'm not going to lie. I said that he should get 20 plus goals in the Prem.
He well. Should.
Well, that price tag, yeah, he should get that. And yeah.
Remember, I said, I don't deny any of that. I believe he should be getting 25, 30 goals.
So if he doesn't get 20 plus, yeah, do you think it's time for him to go? He's got
5 Premier League goals.
I don't want him.
I don't think he is. I think he got his.
Poorly with Southampton and Mount's got 7.
I can't wait. Please.
3 of those came against Norwich, though, innit?
Mm. Jorginho's
all
got 6.
I can't wait until you go.
All of them are penalties. What shit, man.
I hope he leaves. I hope another striker comes in.
I want him to leave.
I want him to leave, sorry.
I don't want him to leave. I want him to do better.
No, I don't want him to do better. I want him to go.
He needs to
go. So it's too late. It's the end of the road.
Let's keep it G, yeah? There's no way in hell Mourinho is going to lose profit on the party. There's no way. Wait,
so if Inter come back and let's say pay out the rest of his contract, do you think maybe he needs to go to Spurs?
The thing is, Inter's not going to come back. I can't even think of a scenario of Inter when they've got Dzeko banging for them.
Dzeko? Huh? Did you watch him against Liverpool?
No, but he wasn't bad though. He did more than the Lukaku's done for Chelsea this year. He did more, way more. So when they've got Dzeko there and they see Lukaku struggling, then it's just like. Is Inter ever gonna come back? $497 million.
Since he's like come back from injury, he looks different.
Yeah, he puts on.
What do you mean by that?
He's put on weight.
I don't know. He just looks different.
He's put on weight. He's added a few pounds.
I'm not body shaming. Like,
no, I'm not. But he just looks. So Inter's not mad, man.
I feel like we're getting Timberland boots with Lukaku.
And we didn't pay for that, man. No, we don't deserve this. I want him to do better.
So I never want him, so if you go.
Yeah, I never want him either.
You not want Haaland?
I want just Haaland.
You're telling me, back to the Haaland situation.
Yeah, please.
Haaland will create his own goals. Do you not remember? There was a match where Dortmund were trailing, right? And Haaland came back from injury. 60 minutes, 65 minutes, 2 goals.
Okay, but you're talking about in the Bundesliga. In the Bundesliga,
do you want to compare Haaland and Lukaku's Champions League record?
I think it was Champions League.
But I'm gonna come to that. So you're talking about Haaland in the Bundesliga. The Bundesliga was also the same league that Werner was smashing in goals.
Sorry.
Havertz was smashing in goals. Everybody, you know, and sorry, Jadon Sancho was also looking like a world beater.
Uh-huh. That's what she said. Sorry.
So those are 3 players who've now come to the Premier League and...
Yeah, but on the other hand, Timo, you could also go back and say Aubameyang came to the league, made it look piss easy. Son came to this league, made it look piss easy. Firmino came here, made it look piss easy.
But you're talking about 2 players that are currently in the Chelsea team that were banging in goals in the Bundesliga, and you guys are crying about our scouting system. So this is the same thing, they're banging in goals. Haaland would not... He would do... better, but he wouldn't be the Haaland, the £150 million Haaland that you guys think he would be.
This is where I disagree. I just think Haaland, this isn't the last stop for Haaland.
No, it's
not. Haaland's hungry. There's a difference. He's hungry. Haaland knows if he doesn't bang in the Prem, what's the likelihood of another team coming for him saying, okay, we're going to pay X amount of millions for you? He knows that he has to put up a performance no matter what league he's in, regardless. So that's one thing. Lukaku came here and he said, this is home. He's comfortable here. Like, he thinks, oh, yeah, like, these are my fans, blah, blah, blah. Like, and we gave him so much love anyways. Our fault for giving him that much love. He's comfortable, right? So if Haaland comes from the Bundesliga, like Shai mentioned, there are...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
But there is proof that you can come from the Bundesliga and you can bang. Haaland doesn't, there's nothing questionable about Haaland.
I won't lie.
Nothing.
I feel like in this team he would struggle.
Thank you.
I don't think we do have a creative issue. Like, we do not create at all.
The reason why I'm not hearing that rubbish either is because last season we were creating too much.
No. What is it? I said, we create a lot of half chances. We need a creator to help us because with Werner, he will get one or two chances and then we expect him to score those one or two chances, but he just doesn't have it in him. That's why if we got a striker, we needed someone else to come and create because Pulisic isn't doing it. Ziyech wasn't doing it. The others weren't doing it. Oh, come on, 5 games.
Yes, like, yes.
It's more consistent.
But the thing is, the reason why I also kind of put that as a cap here is because when we were creating chances for Lukaku, do you remember Aston Villa? 2 chances, bang, goal.
No, he created a lot of chances by himself.
He did not create the chances.
Lukaku created some of them. That's why at the start of the season, I could give him that, like, he was creating chances out of nothing. He was creating chances out of nothing. And it was like, how long is this going to last? And it didn't last.
He was clinical.
No, like, the Aston Villa game, I think the ball just dropped to him and he... Do you know what I mean? Well,
those things can happen. But when we started dropping, when Lukaku stopped his runs, he stopped his runs and his first touch became a bit more shambolic. Think about it. When you're stopping your runs and your first touches are not good, do you remember what happened to Morata? Morata, he started off at Chelsea pretty all right. He was decent. But when his first touches started failing, when we realised he can't play with his feet, no one's passing to him. People stop passing to Timo Werner, for God's sake. That's what's going to happen.
So there's history of this. So there's history.
It's the history of the number nine. It's the history.
Let me just make one point and then you can cook me for whatever. But I'm not saying that Lukaku is good. I think he needs to do way better than he is doing. My argument is that the attacking players and Tuchel need to take some responsibility because it's not all him.
Tuchel?
Yeah.
I agree.
Timo, you're finally blaming Tuchel for something.
I agree. He does need to take some ownership. I agree. He does need to take some ownership.
Tuchel?
Yeah. Because, like, yesterday, if you're looking at the late subs, it's just too much, you know what I mean? But sometimes his hands are tied. Like, we were paying Christensen right back yesterday. It's too much. Like, we don't have the capacity. That's it. Like, he does need to take some responsibility because...
I think Tuchel takes responsibility for quite a lot. Yeah.
Tell us more.
You don't think he needs to?
What hasn't he tried with this team? What would you like to see Tuchel try with this team that he hasn't done?
Drop Lukaku.
He's dropped Lukaku.
For one game, because of Liverpool.
No, 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 no. Remember, before Lukaku's injury, in fact, when Lukaku came back from injury, he was dropped.
Yeah, because they eased him back in because he came back from injury.
No, because he wasn't playing any minutes. Remember, and people were asking, like, why you put him on the bench? Lukaku will change his game, blah, blah, blah.
And so I don't recall.
He started to bring Lukaku in, and what difference did he make?
I don't recall.
So, you guys tell me, what thing has Tuchel not done
for you that would have changed things for us?
The thing is, with Tuchel, his tactics are suited to the defenders, the midfielders. The tactics are not suited to the strikers or the attackers. I also think that Tuchel needs to also take responsibility in terms of playing a consistent front three. He chops and changes that.
Consistent
front three? Tottenham matches. Who was the front three? Mason Mount, Ziyech and Lukaku.
Yeah, Lukaku shits and drop him.
Was that not consistent?
It doesn't matter. Why are you playing consistence? Doing consistency when they're crap.
See, now you're complaining about my consistency, so what?
I didn't complain, she did.
I'm saying, at least play the players that are going to at least do something. Lukaku, I didn't.
But
I can't.
What players are going to do something?
Not Lukaku. Stop playing Lukaku. You're playing Lukaku 90 minutes. Wait, isn't it very telling that in the Club World Cup final, he had to take him off? Is that not very telling? That's very telling. You're £100 million striker.
The thing is, the £100 million striker got the goal to get us in there.
So what? He did nothing else anyway.
Because in the semi-final, he got the goal too. Right?
What? I tap him.
No, but he got the goal.
I don't care, man. We were shit anyway.
He's got the goal in the semi-final.
It's just so shit.
He's got the goal in the final as well, right?
Okay.
We are getting pushed up against.
First of all.
Wait.
Lukaku's playing Al Jazeera and then man, and you're like, he's just going to top him. He's struggling against Al Jazeera.
Wait. So he gets subbed off at 60 minutes.
That's embarrassing. He needs to look at himself.
Just 2 minutes ago, you're saying Tuchel needs to do better with his substitutions. Yeah. What is it? You are complaining about everything.
I do not want him to play at all. That's it. Let him hang up his boots.
But Tuchel has made that happen. So how is it Tuchel's fault? When he wasn't playing, nothing changed.
When Lukaku wasn't playing, we were playing. We looked way fluid.
When he was on the bench, because he benched him.
We looked fluid without Lukaku.
Okay, he's benched Lukaku. Played Lukaku. What else do you want?
Don't come for me. Don't come for me, but Kante only needs to play top six games when we're playing against the top six. I'm being so serious.
I'm being so serious.
When we play, because most games we have possession. So what is he contributing? I'm being so serious.
Do you know how easy your midfield is to bypass without Kante?
We have possession most of the time anyway.
I'm sorry, but against you can say that you have top six teams, right? The big six, cool enough, you rest Kante. But teams that can still call you problem, Wolves, Leicester, Villa.
I
would still say he shouldn't play because where we had the most possession, he's just... taking up space as well, man. I'm being so serious. I'm telling you, this guy, I don't know what's happened to him. Maybe we fucked him up with the injuries and all that, but something's not right with him as well. Oh. It's not right. I'm being serious.
Shai, the Arsenal fan, has just said our midfield is easy to run through without Chelsea. She doesn't watch Chelsea week in week out.
I don't care. I'll take that.
She's watching Chelsea and Kante's not playing, and she can see that.
Let me tell you what Kante does now. Let me tell you the Kante we have right now. Okay? Has the ball running, passing sideways. Has the ball losing it. Just to do what's the word?
Kante?
Yeah.
Okay.
Losing it just to do a tackle interception. That's what he does now.
But the thing is, he will lose the ball, right? Who did we play last?
He loses it frequently.
It wasn't Crystal Palace. Before Crystal Palace, who did we play?
What, Club World Cup?
In the Club World Cup, Palmeiras. When he lost the ball,
he loses the ball frequently.
But he lost the ball. Who recovered that ball?
Hang on, guys. Pause. Faye.
Just Christy.
What's your solution? Who do you play in that midfield?
I think we need to play midfield three.
Of who?
I would say Kovacic, Jorginho and Mount. I'm saying Mount. That's how you know how far we've fallen. I'm saying calling for Mount to start. Yeah, I'm saying Mount. Mount is very good in midfields.
Can I just say
Do you know? He hasn't played there.
Yes.
He doesn't play eight for Chelsea. It's very rare.
He doesn't. But like, when he has, he looks good. When we do 4-2-2-2, he looks good when he's playing in the midfield.
This is where you took yourself up.
when he was playing eight under Frank Lampard.
Lampard is. But let's not talk about Lampard. Come
you're
on.
You're saying he plays well as eight. He played eight under Frank Lampard, but you were calling for his ass to be benched.
Right? Yeah, I was calling for his ass to be benched.
So what's the difference now?
First of all, Lampard has no tactics. Secondly, when Mount wasn't playing well, he was being played throughout the bad form. That's not fair. No, and I'll stand by that. He had to be dropped. Faye, yeah.
Faye. Remember during that period, and we had the same exact conversation.
She said Mount brings nothing.
Mount was the one that
he's out improved.
Of the bad ones,
2 years ago, he's improved, man. He's improved. I'm gonna say, yeah. Kante only plays against the top six.
Can you clip that for Twitter, please?
Yeah, please. I've still got more things. The thing is, yeah, you said Jorginho, Kovacic and Mount, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what is that? Is that 2 8s and what? A six that can't hold?
I'm saying 4-2-2-2-2. When we do that, and then
Middle three.
Yeah, but then he'll be more into the...
So you wanna pivot of Kante, of Jorginho and Kovacic for the whole time, yeah? When we're playing against the small teams, right?
Yeah.
That's what you want. So even against a team like West Ham, yeah?
That this is the same. This is the same Jorginho.
You guys heard it here first.
This is the same Jorginho.
Yeah.
Gets robbed, spinned, looking like gets bedoozled by the lights.
I'm sorry, but
wait. Does not run back.
But Jorginho's been playing on injections.
Okay, so let's go through.
yeah, he has. He's been playing on the injections. He's been playing bare games. I can take it.
I'm sorry.
He's been paying on injections.
You know, Faye, I'm done talking to you. I don't want to speak to you anymore.
Faye, let's just go for some results, right? 1-1 United at home. No Kante, you drew. 3-2 West Ham away. No Kante.
That was Mendy's fault. Let's be real. That was Mendy's fault. That was Mendy's fault.
What midfield did they run through to get Mendy?
No. Mendy should have been saving them. Come on. That was Mendy's fault. Even the United one. Yeah, Jorginho made the mistake. Fair enough. Do you know what I mean? It happens. But
getting boosted by the lights.
It happens, but we had chances to score and win that game. We didn't.
Wait, is this not the same Kante you're making excuses for earlier this season when you said he's been playing?
Kante was sick.
Yeah. But I'm saying that's the only time he should play against the top six.
Ungrateful, man.
I don't think so.
He even stunk in that match, though.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
I've seen the light. I've seen it. That's something I'll say. I've seen it. Pulisic needs to get sold as well. There's plenty of... Callum.
Don't deflect. Keep on Kante.
I was going through names. Callum as well.
Yep.
I've sold my stocks. He needs to go on loan.
So, I don't even know what to say. I'm in shock. Kante is the Chelsea player you decided to slander. Like, out of all the... there's Barkley, there's Saul, there's Loftus-Cheek.
They don't play.
There's even Jorginho. The guys are fraud.
I don't think
Jorginho has cost you more than Kante.
I don't think so.
The one time Kante costed you was a slip against Arsenal. That was it.
And you guys keep replaying that slip. Sorry, it gives me nightmares.
Do you remember the way Kante got... Jorginho got cooked against Son. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember? Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. He absolutely fried him. And he's...
I don't remember.
Also in the FA Cup final we lost against to Leicester, that was Jorginho's fault.
No, it wasn't.
He was pointing at someone else.
It was Jorginho.
He should come and block his own man.
It wasn't.
Jorginho lost.
Kepa should have saved that.
He should even.
Kepa should have saved that.
Oh, let's go back. FA Cup final against Arsenal, Jorginho got cooked.
I don't remember that. Sorry.
What do you remember?
All I remember is let's look at yesterday's game. Kante. It's not useful when we play these type of teams. When we play low block teams, it's not useful.
You know what's so funny? I feel like Kante, when he's not doing the whole recovery shit, he's going forward into our final third.
And it's always...
Like, he's driving forward.
I promise you, every single time he's in the final third, it's like, you don't even know what we're going to get out of it. It's like, why are you there?
The thing is, Kante isn't a Fabregas. Kante is not the one with the vision. If Kante gets into the final third, he's trying to do one of two things. Find that final ball, or he's trying to take a shot. It's not like he's going to...
And they're all shit.
He doesn't have the vision to...
The end result is shit. Nobody expects him to do that, but when he's in the final third...
Chelsea don't have a Fabregas. You haven't replaced Fabregas.
Yeah, and that's one of our downfalls.
Yeah, it's one of our downfalls, but that doesn't mean you take out on Kante.
I'm not, but I'm just saying...
A consistent
player that we've had. Team.
Okay, if Kante's not there, who out of that midfield is breaking the lines?
Kovacic.
this season.
Kovacic
has been good this season.
Yeah, you better hold that.
Kante can do what Kovacic can do, but Kovacic can't do what Kante can do. There's a storm
in here as well.
Outside, there's a storm in here too. Faye, wow.
No, I'm just okay. I'm just being real.
They should name the next hurricane after you.
Hey.
F is next. Hurricane Faye.
That should be the caption.
No, don't do that to me.
Hurricane Faye.
Lastly, for the Chelsea fans.
There's more.
Yeah. The last bit. You know, City dropped points yesterday.
This is Breeze time.
City dropped points yesterday. The title has shifted into Liverpool's hands if they win their game in hand and then they keep winning, they go above Man City. Chelsea are now 10 points behind Manchester City. No games in hand, but Brie.
No, we do.
We've still got a game in hand.
Oh, against us.
We're
going to
beat you guys. Anyway.
I'm not coming that one.
You know how confident that we can beat Arsenal? Did we not beat
Arsenal? We're shit, man.
You beat our B team, man.
Okay.
Right. Arsenal are playing well at the moment.
I don't care. Anyway, the title race is not over. Because
it's over for us.
But even if it's not over, what makes you think you'll win it?
I said it's not over. Did I say Chelsea? I said the title race. You bust. Okay. Anyway, it's not over because obviously they've dropped points. Now, I think it won't be over for Chelsea if Liverpool...
What did I just say?
You didn't let me finish. Let me say my book. Now, it won't be over for Chelsea if City go on a run where they don't win games and Liverpool don't win their game. Listen, 2-3 years ago, when everyone said Chelsea was going to finish top four, did you not finish top four and win the Europa League?
Top four.
Thank you. Sorry, I told you to shut up. I just let me finish. But yeah, we're still in February. Anything can happen. So I'm leaving it to the last day of the league and we'll see, innit?
Do you know what it is? I think we've lost the same amount of games as City and Liverpool. But it's the draws that have killed us. Oh, sorry.
But to be fair, there's some big games coming up for City. There's some big games coming up for Chelsea.
We've had most of our big Premier League games, by the way.
It doesn't matter. We're not good enough. That's it.
No, we're not good enough.
It's the draws that have killed us.
When I say title race, I'm not saying we're in the title to win the title. Just to make it a bit more interesting for the...
Well, we can't even do that, man. It's the draws that have killed us. Burnley, Everton, Brighton... United.
No, 13
points
behind. Behind
Man City? Yeah, but we got game in
hand. We're not even going to win that game in hand.
We're not even going to win that. We're struggling against Chesterfield, Plymouth, Algiers.
Your game in hand is against us, by the way.
Yeah, easy 3 points.
Easy 3 points. You guys were saying that last season too, innit? Fucking dickheads.
No, I worked still. I'm not gonna lie. I did cry
blood,
but...
It's not easy 3 points.
We're
beating Arsenal.
We're not... Is that what you said last season too? Right. I don't think we're beating Arsenal.
I think we're beating Arsenal.
We can't score.
Arsenal barely have a striker.
We don't have defenders. We're playing Christensen right back. Okay. So...
Comes around, Reece James is
going to
be back.
Is he going to be fit? He's not fit for the Sunday or Saturday game.
Reece James is actually fit. Like,
he's not ready.
Do you know how Tuchel takes his time to bring a player back in? Reece James is actually fit.
Okay.
I don't expect anything. I expect maybe, God forbid, we lose 1-0 against Arsenal.
Great. That's bad
vibes, bro. Well, we're crap. That's
it. We're not that bad. What? Are you saying we're going to lose to Lille as well?
I think it's a possibility.
Can we stop talking about Chelsea?
Look, we literally have Christensen playing right back. We've got nothing.
Is there a way I can disconnect your mic?
Let's move on.
Plymouth, we were struggling.
We're moving on.
Have you even heard of Al Jazeera? Have you heard of Al Jazeera? But the point still stands. We're not good enough.
Okay, let's move on. Julie, you've been awfully quiet. Now is your time to shine. Ah, you didn't. Hey!
Well, sorry,
we can freestyle it. Our star boys, Hell End's Finest, Bukayo Saka and Emile Smith Rowe, both in double digits for this season.
Was it 10?
10 and 4 for Emile, 8 the and. In the Prem?
In the Prem.
Hmm.
Double digits.
Must be nice.
Yeah, star boys in my
baby. And Saka again with another goal. How have you been impressed with their progression?
Very.
I just think we just need to get Lacazette out. Like, he just doesn't fit. Forget everything else, but Saka, Smith Rowe, cool, we get that, but is he not ashamed? Like, I just keep thinking, is Lacazette not ashamed just seeing all the young boys and then making tweets?
It was funny, though.
It was funny, I get it, but it's like, can you do better on the pitch? Like, as Tima said, we barely have
a show. He's vibes.
We're not vibes, Jesse, so.
Everyone gave Aubameyang the same sort of stick. So
no, literally.
You see how Lukaku like came to your mind?
Behind him. He's been as... He's been as bad, so yeah, he's not gonna get dropped, so but yeah, sorry.
What about Eddie Nketiah?
Who?
Sorry, I don't know how to say his name. Sorry.
Eddie Nketiah.
Nketiah. Is he not good? Hayland? Oh, sorry.
No, sorry. He's part of the Hayland that we don't really talk about. Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, 25 million to Newcastle.
He couldn't
make it at Arsenal.
Yeah, like, he was never gonna.
That was great business.
Like, long term, he was never gonna.
Best thing Eddie's done since he's got here.
Like, he's not bad, but for where he was playing out of the bunch, I don't think he would have been consistently picked. He was getting chances here and there, but. He's gonna want to be first player, like every time starting a team sheet. He's not gonna get that.
So, Julie and Beatrice, between the two of you, who do you think is gonna get top four, United or Arsenal?
Oh my god.
Wolves.
Wolves.
Are you serious?
Tottenham.
Tottenham.
Tottenham's eighth. Wolves are seventh.
Wait, who's fourth at the moment? United. Oh, congratulations.
We're 3 points.
I think we could do it.
If we keep the narrative that we don't play as much as everyone else, we should do it. However, what we're doing right now is hit and miss. So yeah, we didn't do great in the transfer season. So
but I can't lie, Arsenal, we have to.
But we have to, yeah. Like, we have to get top four. There's no excuse to not get.
It's been an improvement. Good climb.
Literally, like there's right now. There is no excuse to do top four, but it is going to drain out the youngers. Because that's who we're relying on.
All your energy is going towards the Premier
League. No, but that's literally what we got anyway. Yeah. So.
Oh, you're not in the FA Cup?
No, FA Cup.
Damn.
Fake.
Is this coming from the person that went to 2 back-to-back FA Cup finals and lost both of them? Yeah, well, we won Club World Cup. Make sure you win the FA Cup this season,
honestly,
if you make it there.
I need you to win that and then come with the same energy. But.
We'll focus on that.
Beatrice, do you think United can finish top four above Arsenal?
I'm going to tell you what I said a few weeks ago, 50-50 chance.
I think it's more of a 70-30, if I'm being honest.
Between you and him.
Oh, Arsenal will get that top four. Why do you
think so?
Because they are 6 points behind you now.
We're 3 points behind United.
Points behind,
yeah,
United with 3 games in hand.
Four points, I think.
4 points. Game in hand, FC. We know that games in hand.
But wait, who are the games that they have in hand?
One are game in hand. Some teams have
and Spurs.
And they've got to play Liverpool
later down the line.
With the way Man United is going.
But we've won our game in hand. Sorry, just to say. The ones that we've actually missed, we've played with one. You guys actually.
There's no guarantee that you're going to apparently win the 3 games in hand.
I think against Spurs, that's a take.
You never know. Look at them yesterday. They might do.
Okay, what about the one against you?
They're going to take that 3 points.
That's one of the ones that they probably will struggle against. But
I think we can give Chelsea a game, though. I'm not saying we'll win, but I think we can give Chelsea a game. I don't know why you're shaking your head. I'm not saying we will win.
Why don't you think
they'll beat us? That's why I'm really confused.
Why don't I think
that Arsenal won't beat us?
Stamford Bridge is not a happy hunting ground for us.
Stamford Bridge is nothing anymore.
I mean,
that's the way it's been now.
I hear it, but I just don't believe Thomas Tuchel will allow Chelsea to get into a pickle like that. I think the worst that can happen is a draw. I don't think Chelsea is going to lose that match. And I feel like because the players know how heavy that match is now, like Thomas Tuchel, especially with the Spurs matches and Arsenal and West Ham matches, before the matches, he always talks about how he knows how...
Has that match been rescheduled yet?
What?
Chelsea, Arsenal.
Yeah. Yeah,
so, just a quick question. If you're somewhere down the line and you're in an important Champions League game, do you think he's going to give it the energy?
He never sacrifices. That's what I've never seen about him. He's not sacrificed. When we had back-to-back Champions League, FA Cup, and then we had a big match, I think it was against Man City, yeah. And then we had Man City again, he did not sacrifice one.
And we won.
And we won all of them.
Without Lukaku.
It's still going to be full energy.
T-Mark.
I still maintain that it's a 50-50 chance.
You had this 50-50.
I'm not delusional at all.
Do you think it could come down to the game at the Emirates in April?
Possible. Yeah.
Boy.
It could.
The game for Wolves, then. That game.
Yeah.
Listen, what's your obsession with Wolves?
Honestly, listen, Wolves have Wolves like three.
Been good,
have yeah, they've been games. Very good. They have three. Mm-hmm. I think if they win all their games in hand, they go above.
One of which. I'm so sorry. Hang on. I know I'm hosting here, but I hate when you lot try to do this joke mentality and laugh Arsenal. No, you are, because we went away to Molineux where you lot struggled and we dispatched Wolves comfortably.
Okay.
We're playing them again on Thursday. Wolves. What the fuck are we going to do, bro?
It wasn't comfortably. Come on.
Are you smacking?
I saw you not doing fingers crossed until the last minute. You doing fingers crossed?
I'm sorry. We played them well. Xhaka and Partey were fantastic because they didn't have Matinho, but that's not the point. Just because the scoreline didn't reflect the game. I'm sorry. I hate when people do this to Arsenal. Wolves this, Wolves that, blah, blah, blah. West Ham this, West Ham that. What do they do, bro? Yeah, every time we play them, we beat them.
Okay, that's fine.
We're not you.
But you can't discount them either. It's not my fault they're doing well this season.
I don't care.
Yeah, what?
Did you watch the game?
I think I watched it, but I don't remember what happened in that game because it's not my team. They done nothing.
Can I ask you if you think Arsenal do finish fourth?
We should. If we don't, I'll say it right now. If Arsenal do not finish top four, based on the way the season's going, it's a failure of the season.
Yeah.
Are you still backing Arteta?
I'm Arteta out.
We've been Arteta out.
You can't catch me on that one. Never. Not a flip-flop.
Ever.
I told everyone, for me to say Arteta in, he has to win Arsenal the Premier League, Champions League, and guess what? It's not happening. It's a get out my club.
So who do you think the top fourth spot
is between?
Yeah.
Tottenham United and Arsenal.
Yeah.
And Chelsea.
West Ham. Do you know what? Everyone's getting excited.
Chelsea getting dragged
about West Ham. Yeah.
You're so shit, man. Yesterday I was watching them.
Anita, we've been with this game in hand before. It doesn't say nothing.
The thing is, I'll use Shai for it, but not you.
Yeah, and literally, it doesn't work for everyone else. I think it's just United.
At least I have people that can bring them out, yeah?
I'm so sorry.
When it comes down to it, when we're all battling, we all drop points.
When it comes to West Ham, though, I think what everyone's forgetting is because they're not back in the mixture of the Europa League. Every time they play Europa League football, even in the group stage, they were shit. Every Sunday after that, they were just shit. I don't think they have the squad to see it over the line. Unless they get knocked out of the Europa League, then it's a different question.
I don't know what every season people put their faith in West Ham. No one's putting any faith in Leicester. We're saying, are they in it or not? Leicester was still in it. They just failed at the last hurdle.
To be fair, Leicester was in it. We were very lucky that Gareth Bale did his thing. We were very lucky, but did the history of the Leicester, because the season before that did the same thing. But what we're saying right now is that West Ham are in it as of now, and so are Chelsea. I personally think it's Man United, Arsenal, Tottenham, and Chelsea. I'm telling you, but in it.
I think it's a bit disrespectful to those teams to discount them. Like Wolves and West Ham, until I see them drop.
Yeah.
What's the points difference? What's the point gap?
So the points gap. Wolves are 2 points behind Arsenal. Wolves are six points behind United. But my thing is, right, if you guys are saying Chelsea are not in it, United are only four points behind Chelsea. So how are Chelsea not in the top four race? When the gap between United and Chelsea is closer than the gap between Wolves and United.
Chelsea and Manchester United play the same amount of games. I'm just asking the question.
No.
But does games in hand doesn't mean points on the board?
For me, the reason why I say that Chelsea is not in the top four race is because we only have Arsenal to play in that top four race. Mm. We played everyone else
That's the only reason why I'm saying.
But the small teams, they're still always.
I know the small, but the thing is, you guys are going to be taking points off of each other, no?
Yeah.
So that's what comes into
you
it.
You have Arsenal. Like,
yeah, that's what's apart from Arsenal. Yeah.
And Manchester United.
And then we'll have Leeds or we have Burnley and we're drawing.
Listen, I don't think personally we're in the top four race. I'm not going to admit for us being in the top four race because I don't feel like a top four race is where Chelsea should be right now.
Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion, we're not in one. So.
But two bad results for Chelsea could see them in that top four race. Would you agree on that?
Even one. But I agree with Anita. Like, you guys have to play each other. So
yeah, you're going to have to play you.
By the time you play us, it's going to be like, I think it's the second to last game of the season. I can't see Chelsea being in the position the second to last game of the season.
You were in that position last season.
Like, not this season. We're talking about this season. I can't see Chelsea being dragged that far.
So you're saying, let's look at the last 10 games that we had. You're saying that Chelsea can't be there with the way we've been playing.
No, the thing is, you've also got to add context for injuries, COVID.
Yeah, so what?
The thing is, if tomorrow we get an injury for Kante, Jorginho, Kovacic, then I'll put my hands up and say, this is going to be a battle for us. But right now, this is the healthiest.
You should always factor that in.
Well, no, but right now, this is the healthiest our squad has been. So when our squad is healthy, I know what our squad is.
Our squad is not healthy. Jorginho's on injections. He's on injections. Rudiger, I'm sure, is exhausted.
This is the healthiest Chelsea have been in a while. There's four of us. But this is the healthiest Chelsea have been in a while. So I can't sit here and put my hand on heart and say we're in the top four, right? Because if we get dragged into it, it's even more shame for us.
Okay, let's say Chelsea are not in it. For top four, United, Arsenal or Spurs?
I think it should be Arsenal. The fact that you're playing one game a week.
I think simultaneously it should be Spurs too. Like, I'm not going to write Spurs off because...
I'm writing Spurs off.
They have never. If Spurs don't do it, they're Agbayo. Because they have Harry Kane, they've got Son, they've got...
They've barely been
Spursy! The history of Spurs.
Wait. They have literally world-class players in their team, right?
They have one.
They don't have anything else to look forward to. Same with Arsenal. Arsenal don't have anything else
to
look forward
to. They've got FA Cup.
Please, they're gonna drop out of that very soon.
But they've got nothing much to look forward to. So Arsenal and Tottenham need to be battling it out for who's gonna.
But I need one club. Tottenham, two seasons, three, four.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. So they need to step up and they need to battle for that top four.
But I think they'll get Europa League, and that's fine for them at the moment.
Arsenal,
it's a big improvement from last season.
Julie,
I think Arsenal.
Brie?
Awesome.
Tima? Wolves?
You only said three clubs, so if I was going to pick, I actually think Man United will do something.
Okay, Beatrice?
United
and Fee?
I don't know.
We need
team us. Okay. Let's just say United.
So two just United. Three United, three Arsenal.
Yeah.
I feel like Man United have bigger issues than Arsenal right now.
Yeah, but they always
find a
manager.
Yeah, but obviously, but the thing about United that they always have someone. They have someone that can just pull out of the bag.
But yeah,
they always. Right if now? It's the referee, they've got someone. If it's like maybe Ronaldo doing the tapping, even they didn't score today, or if it's Bruno, like even Sancho's turning up now. They have,
You know what? I've been saying this for months that Man United. I've been saying for months that like, Man United are going to get top four because they have those individual performances that like they have. For the last couple of months, where has that been? Like, it hasn't been anywhere. That's the only reason why I'm changing to Arsenal, because even though Arsenal don't have those individual players that can probably... No, Arsenal do have those individual players. Emil Smith-Rowe and Bukayo Saka, people don't talk about them enough. Like, they have carried a grown Arsenal team to this stage. Even Martinelli coming back from injury, he was so pivotal to where they are now. And people are underrating it a little bit. And I'm just watching Arsenal thinking... They're going to sneak up. And Man United, even though they have Cristiano Ronaldo, they've got the big names in their team, I just don't
It's not the big Arsenal players that are doing it at the moment, though.
They're not doing it. That's the
problem. But we still have other players stepping up to the plate.
What do you mean? Sancho and Bruno. Sancho's a big player. You signed him for 75 million.
Okay. Fred stepped up today.
4-2, wow.
Yeah.
Sometimes,
but the thing is, sometimes
but,
up for you guys.
Sometimes you have a Fred or McTominay that's going to step up.
Yeah. A random person can step up at any
but
time.
But the thing is, for Arsenal, they consistently have Bukayo Saka and Emil Smith-Rowe stepping up. So when you guys are relying on random people stepping up at some point,
they've already got their people.
And God forbid, the Kaya Saka could get injured.
It still works.
The thing is, right? The thing is,
I didn't say God forbid. I said God forbid.
The thing is, right?
Only because he's Nigerian, I'm saying God forbid.
Arsenal and United is that Arsenal don't have the stars. We're a team without stars, but we play better as a unit than whatever they're doing up in Ralph Ragnick Arena.
But I just think Man United always find a way. I don't even know how.
They always, man.
The thing is, right, even no matter how shit we are, I don't know how.
They're always coming clutch. I don't know what it is.
Someone does something. Because everyone else is bad.
But for United.
Yeah, but that's great for us. Everyone's bad right now. It happens all the time.
No, but right now, not everyone else is bad.
So how are they fourth right now?
No.
The fact that we're fourth and you tell us that everyone is bad. Sorry, because we shouldn't be there.
So when you guys came second, was everyone else below you not bad?
Yeah.
We were all bad.
Even us, when, we were bad. We were all bad.
When Liverpool won the league, we were all bad, right? Mm. Right now, Chelsea, Man City and Liverpool, I know you'll probably disagree with me, but we're decent. Like, we're
I wouldn't put Chelsea in.
Okay. Man City and Liverpool, they're calm. Cool. Right?
Yeah.
They're calm.
Liverpool.
Chelsea are still ahead of you, right? Yeah. By 4 points with a game in hand. I know you're going to say game in hand FC, but that's just...
Because I tried to use that in backfire.
You overuse it.
So, but how can we just quickly, in December, we were first. Now we're 4 points behind fourth. 4 points ahead of fourth. That's disgrace, man.
Let me land. We're 4 points ahead of you, guys, right? We're 4 points ahead of you with a game in hand. And Arsenal have 3 games in hand. If they win those 3 games in hand... They go 2 points.
But that's a big
if. I know it's a big if, but that's just the reality of it.
It's not the reality until it happens.
Right now, you don't have an if.
But it's not the reality until it happens.
Okay, so can we just finish on this, right? United's fixtures as of... 1 second, let's just get this right. As of next week, right? Atleti away, Watford at home. Then goes Manchester Derby, Tottenham, Atleti at home. Anfield away, Leicester, then a trip to Everton, a trip to the Emirates, a trip to Brighton, Chelsea at home, then Crystal Palace away. Does that fill you with confidence?
Yeah, Mark, that's a bit scary, fam.
You just don't know. I can't be like, oh, I'm not confident, then we'll go on to do a madness. Like, I just don't know.
What? So, when's the last time you did a madness?
Under Ollie.
Today.
It wasn't madness.
It was exactly.
It's a madness for you.
It's a madness for us. I thought the match was done.
Everyone beats Leeds.
That's why it's a madness.
Everyone beats Leeds, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe not Chelsea, but everyone beats Leeds.
To be fair,
a standout performance against Leeds United, especially this season, is nothing to be proud of.
We haven't lost under Ralph.
Moutinho came to Old Trafford, bottom corner.
We lost one game under Ralph. But there's nothing like...
When's the last time? What you said... You've done a madness.
When's the last time you have to just wait and see. I'm just saying, I said there's a 50-50% chance, but I'm not ruling it out. I can't be like, because you can't just rule it out. No, but you can't rule it out, because that means the fact that we're actually four right now is a testament in itself. We literally sacked our whole manager. We had a whole manager. Come on, it's because you're meant to. We're Spurs.
You're not the first one.
Exactly, that's my point. That's why you cannot rule people out. That's what I'm telling you.
The saddest thing is,
but if there was no game in hand, you wouldn't be there.
Hold on, when we were ninth, we were saying we're getting top four.
We could get top four, I would win the Champions League. I mean, did it.
Fair enough.
I knew he was the one that was about to just back.
All right, guys. Well, we'll be back next week, Sunday. Yes,
hopefully,
Monday.
Chelsea would have won.
As the battle for the top four heats up, and let's see if Chelsea are in a title race after all. Take care.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.